Some clothing designers around the world are watching this week's fashion shows in New York with pencils and sketch pads in hand, with an eye to knocking off their competitors' designs. Like the music industry, the fashion business is rife with unauthorized copying. But it's relatively free of infringement lawsuits like the ones the major record labels recently filed. In the fourth installment of our fashion series, NPR's Rick Carr reports from New York.
If you find yourself attracted to, say, a handbag in an upscale Soho boutique, but it costs too much, head a few blocks south to Canal Street. You'll probably find the design that caught your eye in a booth along the sidewalk selling for a lot less. A knockoff of a $600 Prada bag, for example, goes for around $100. Canal Street is the Kazaa of the fashion world. What goes on here is legally suspect, but business is booming nonetheless. Attorney Joseph Giaconda of the firm Kirkland & Ellis says it's a reflection of the national character.
Americans have a distinct and interesting tradition of upward social mobility, or at least the illusion of it. And people like to carry status symbols because it feeds this illusion. And what's interesting is when they can't even afford the status symbol that gives the illusion, they will create an illusion of the illusion. That is, they will actually seek designs that will afford the pretense.
Giaconda thinks about knockoffs daily because his firm represents the French design house Hermès. He's charged with keeping knockoffs of the company's bags, scarves, and accessories off of the canal streets of the world and their online equivalents. Giaconda's assistant, Nicole Mann, works part-time trolling the internet for fakes. On a recent evening, within a minute spent searching eBay, she'd found one authentic Hermes Birkin bag selling for nearly $5,000 and one fake for under $30.
I mean, it's just a very tacky knockoff of a bag. I mean, the leather, just from the picture on a computer, looks horrible. But it is, for someone that doesn't really know the products, they would certainly be confused by it because it immediately calls to mind a Birkin bag.
That risk of confusion is the key legal test of whether a knockoff has crossed the line to forgery. Under U.S. law, a company can't copyright a design, but it can register elements of that design as trademarks. If the shape of the bag's flap or the strap across the closure or the lock mechanism lead a likely Hermes consumer to think the knockoff is genuine, then it's pretty easy to convince a court that the fake violates Hermes trademarks. That was the case recently when Hermes sued a retailer who was aggressively pushing a transparent rubber version of the Birkin bag. But for most of the fashion industry, copying is a way of life, and it's legal, sort of. Just around the corner from Canal Street, Lower Broadway is lined with retailers selling clothes that cop the look of designer merchandise for a lot less money. The Spanish-owned chain Zara, for example, recently offered a leather skirt dripping with zippers, similar to a Vivienne Westwood piece. The Zara skirt went for just over $100, around a fifth of what Westwood's cost. Francesca Sterlacci is head of the fashion design department at New York's Fashion Institute of Technology. She says when students come back to school from their first internships, they're depressed because they haven't been doing any designing.
They're basically just changing things, tweaking, you know. The classic line is, give me the same as last year, only different, or here, I just got this great jacket from Armani. Let's knock it off.
Sterlacci says she experienced both ends of that process before she came to FIT. As a young designer in the moderates market, creating clothes that middle-class people could afford, she copied high-fashion designers. Once, her boss went to a department store, bought another firm's design, removed the labels, and hung it in their showroom. Buyers ordered thousands of copies. Later, Sterlacci had her own high-fashion line, and her work got knocked off. In a way, she says imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
You just wish you had a piece of the action, you know.
Sterlacci says it's expensive and risky to actually create new designs. Cheaper and easier to simply knock off successful ones. Some people in the industry see cheaper knockoffs as a populist reaction to the exclusivity of fashion. Typically, Sterlacci says designers simply let the copies go. There'll be new designs in a couple of months, and lawsuits are frankly a pain.
It's time-consuming, it's expensive, and you're never really sure whether or not you're going to win. There's always the, well, is it really mine, you know, or is it someone else's and you copied it, or is it a historical? I mean, designers are famous for resourcing and using historical research.
In other words, nobody can lay a claim to the corset detailing that's popular right now, or the tab collar, or the flared trouser. Recycling is the essence of modern fashion. Some fall designs for women, for example, borrow heavily from the blocky geometric patterns of the mid-60s, which were themselves lifted from Piet Mondrian's abstract paintings. Designers ape elements of their competitors' work, the low-end houses knock off high fashion, and top designers occasionally steal from the streets.
Look at cargo pants.
Laurie Racine is a senior fellow at the University of Southern California's Norman Lear Center.
Cargo pants were, you know, totally utilitarian workmen's clothes. They're now showing up cropped in satin, coming out of Dolce & Gabbana. You know? If it's out there, it's available to have inspiration derived from it, regardless of where it happens in our culture.
Racine, who studies the relationship between copyright and creativity, says fashion exists as a kind of commons, an open field of ideas that designers can use as they see fit. She says that's the way Coco Chanel saw things in the 1920s, and it's the way Karl Lagerfeld sees things today.
He says, I want to see everything. I want to read it. I want to be informed. I want to know it all. And then I want to mix it all up, and I want to put my own spin on it. And I think that is what the commons is, right? You take from things that have come before, regardless of where they are in the creative spectrum, and you make it your own.
Racine is helping to organize a conference next spring at USC that'll explore intellectual property, creativity, and fashion in the post-Napster world. The conference is titled Ready to Share. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.
You can see some photos of some designer knockoffs by going to our website at npr.org. And tomorrow, our series concludes with shoes.